thanks for joining us on the interview segment of the program, where we talk to Nigerians who are taking the bull by the horn, if you like. People who decide, look, I'm not waiting for some white collar job. I'll make it happen my own way. And a young man who's done that very well is my guest today. Woma Izu, his name, lead strategist at Hexavian Group. He's a graduate of mathematics and computer science, a member of the Project Management Institute, PMI, United States of America, Nigerian Institute of Management with a Project Management Professional, PMP, certificate, and an MBA in view. He's also a certified member of the Institute of Strategic Management of Nigeria. Izu, thanks for joining us.
Very good to be here.
How do you find a mentor? Welcome to one guy that's very successful, right? I'm not begging for money, because all of them know people coming to beg them for money. I went to the speaker in Milan and I told them, well, if you were to meet Dan Gooden and Liberty, what would you say to him? First person said, you want me? I haven't paid my school fees. It's not going to be, you're not going to be a mentee that way. It's, look, sir, how can I serve you? How can I help you at no cost? The other people are not used to that type of statement, because people just want to collect. Be the guy that wants to give. If first of all, open, all you're asking for is time. That time will give you that value. You'll be shocked at what will happen after that. You can try it. There's no job. Nobody's employing now. The economy is bad. Walk up to the economy and say, look, guys, you know what? I'm looking for a job, but I understand things are bad. Let me work for free for 1 month. See whether they'll tell you to go away. And for that 1 month, the MD will call you and negotiate terms. It's very, I'm so practical with these kind of things. This is not theory. This is not BS. Like, this is real. So, for me, I think that getting a mentor is working up the boat. That's another thing, boldness. Look, you know what? I want to be like you. And I see that you took a while to be here. And I'm ready to take those steps. I want to serve you. But that's why apprentices are. You know, you go to a master and say, look, I'm going to be your master. And this thing is deep. To every Jesus is a Peter. Peter eventually became the greatest of all the disciples. Because he was the direct mentee to Jesus. He took steps that all that disciples did. I mean, the guy cut off someone's ear. You know, he did all of these things.
He made mistakes.
But his first step of meeting Jesus was offering his boat, if you know the story, to Jesus. So for me, I think that you saying you want a mentor, people don't think they want a mentor. Stop beefing successful people. Stop beefing so other can have some help on the young persons. Don't beef well, if you know what beefing. Don't beef successful people. People do that a lot. Oh, Buhari,
don't get jealous, right?
I'm trying to understudy Buhari, not because I'm a huge fan of him. There's something you can take away from that guy. It's trust, it's character, it's credibility. I want to know him for credibility. I want to be like, you know what? Your words are your bond. Don't beef these guys. No one is perfect. Like, we'll take one thing of Dangote and try to master that thing. I think so. Mentorship is it? Community is it?
All right. Someone listening will probably say, okay, you're right. Woma Izu, you had opportunity to meet the governor of CBN and you met some big bank executives and their palm. But how about if you had an opportunity as against establishing your own business, which you're doing right now, someone calls you and say, hey, come, I'll give you employment anywhere. What would you do?
I'd answer that question, but just to say this, I didn't meet these guys then. I met them now. They know what I need us. It was because of our value. It was a gift first. I didn't know these guys. All that time of carrying bags on the streets, I mean, I didn't know any of those guys. So it was value. So to your question, if I had a chance for somebody to offer me something that I don't have now to be an employee, I would not. I was cracking a joke and I said, guys, did you ever work for the government? Would you ever? I said, no. It's not because you're going to give me presidency. You know, I'm very ambitious with stuff like that. The reason why is because I think that...
Did you say presidency?
Except that's who I am for government. I think black people are not ambitious enough. We just want to be successful. We just want to be rich. And wealth is so shallow. I want to be great. I want to be deep. I want to be able to influence 150 million people. I'm saying that I want to be able to impact more. I wouldn't take up unemployment. The reason why is this simple. If what you're doing now, you cannot hand it over to your kids, then it's not yours. No matter the fancy name they give you, you're just a supervisor. You're supervising another man's dream. Right? Then for how long can you keep living your lifestyle when you're an employee? If you stopped being an employee, a deep question to ask. Imagine you have a good job, an oil and gas dream job. For how long can you be keeping that lifestyle if you stopped that job? Job in itself is an acronym, just overbook. No matter how rich you are, it's income office law in economics. Your expenses always match your income. You know, so let's not fool ourselves. It's a temporary solution to a permanent problem. The problem why Nigeria is suffering is because everybody's trying to be an employee. We have a 15 million job deficit in this country. The biggest employer of labor, the GS Beggars, the Dangotes, the First Bank, one of them employs 100,000.
They can handle it, yeah.
They can 100,000. So somebody right now is in the office or driving as an employee, listening to this thing. The truth about it is, inside of you, hold solutions at least 100,000 jobs if you can start that business and grow it. that you decide to be in another man's business. You know, we need more entrepreneurs, we need more dreamers, we need more thinkers, we need more doers.
Almost you convinced me to resign my job. Because I love what I do. I love the microphone. But do you have any regrets for what you do, your business?
If I have any regrets, yeah. Well, in order to live happy, to live without regret. I mean, some things have been done better, but regret is a very strong word. The things I do better. And then good thing is, we're still living and we're still young, so we always do them better. So be specific about them. When you succeed, when you're growing, you give up some things for some things. You can't climb a ladder with two hands or a hand in your pocket. So we lost certain things in trying to gain certain things. Relationship, I mean, I didn't have time for women and other type of stuff, and I still really don't have a lot of time, but I'm a bit more open.
Are you really relationship? Marriage?
No, I'm in that process. No, I'm not married. Right? So you see what I'm giving? It's like I was an employee.
Yeah.
I thought that I'd be married. I said this sincerely to people because, you know, I mean, not a woman can put up with the fast-paced young person with a lot of dreams and he's not ready to trade his dreams. So, I mean, I had a friend who I asked her, what do you want to be in 10 years from now? And she said, alive. I just smiled. But what do you want to be in 10 years? She said, alive. So that's all you want to be alive. Like,
I can't cope.
Right? You get it? You trade some things, you know. But now, if I met someone that said that to me, alive, I would still zoom in and try to change her, you know. This is the realest interview I've ever had. I mean, I'm saying the way it is. And I think it's because of who you are.
All right, so let me ask the question you asked the lady in some other way. What would you want to be? What's your expectation in 3, 4, 5 years from now? Who will be Uwoma Izu? The president of Nigeria?
No, not at all. But I want to move from success, from wealth, to impact. I want to be move from success to wealth impact. So here's where we started. And this is where I'm in Abuja right now. Abuja, Lagos, Port Harcourt, the major cities. We want to build a community of the biggest brands. It's a community of entrepreneurs. I'm big on entrepreneurship. I don't know how to talk to employees that much. I like to talk to CEOs and entrepreneurs, no matter how small they are. So in the next 4 years, I want to own the biggest business clubs in each of the biggest Nigerian cities and to inspire the whole city. I want to say, look, you know what? All the big businesses you see belong to our club. The owners belong to our club. I mean, it's a model. I mean, the Rockefeller created Exxon Mobil and Chevron. He had a friend called Carnegie who created Steel. He had another friend called JP Morgan who today owns the biggest bank in the world. He had another friend invented Ford Motor Company. He had another friend called Edison. These are real life story friends. Edison invented the light bulb. It's powerful. I want to be able to say, you know what? Oh, we take a picture here in this group, everybody here. But 5 years, bring out that picture and say, well, this guy is the richest man in his village. This guy is the greatest senator. This guy. And they all have value, competence, and standards, and character, which is what's missing in those parliaments that we have now.
Value. Competence, standard, character. I would say you got it all in one word or maybe a sentence. What would you say to that young boy, young girl listening to you and saying, I don't find hope?
Because you're looking outside and you never find it outside. You look for hope inside of you. There's something deep inside of you that is born for greatness. But you have to stop giving excuses. There's never a perfect time. You never get everything. That's why I said, it's not what you don't have that stops you. It's that little thing you have, but don't know how to use. Keep going at it. Be focused. Whatever you give yourself into would always give itself back to you.
Uwoma Izu, congratulations to you being a great entrepreneur. He's a lead strategist at Hexabm Group. He's a graduate of mathematics and computer science, a member of Project Management Institute, PMI, United States of America, Nigerian Institute of Management with a Project Management Professional PMP certificate and an MBA in VU. He is also a certified member of the Institute of Strategic Management of Nigeria. Many thanks for your time on Zero to Hero.
Feels good to be here.
That's it on the interview segment of Zero to Hero. My name is Tokme Ojimeh.